Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. It may come down to willpower for the five men aboard a small sub that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. Coast Guard Commander John Rice to remain optimistic.
We continue to find in particularly complex cases that people's will to live, really needs to be accounted for it as well.
But as of a couple of hours ago, the oxygen aboard the sub ran out. One former passenger of the Titan, though, has faith.
If anyone's going to be able to get the crew back safe, it's those guys.
That's Bill Price referring to former French driver and Titanic expert Paul-Henri Narragulet and Stockton Rush, the captain and CEO of OceanGate. At least four people are dead, at least nine hurt after a tornado ripped through the tiny West Texas town of Matador last night. The twister, combined with big straight-line winds and softball-sized hail, damaged about a dozen buildings as well. New numbers from the Census Bureau show that since the start of COVID 3 years ago, the number of white people living in the USA would have actually decreased, except for immigration. The report says immigration also fueled an increase in the country's Asian population. But natural growth, that is, births outnumbering deaths, is what accounts for increases in the populations of Hispanics, blacks, and Native Americans in the USA. A veteran labor lawyer says this is a new one. The Sacramento restaurant accused of hiring a fake priest to take confessions from employees.
I have seen similar situations, but I have to agree with the Federal Department of Labor that this is the most egregious situation I've ever seen.
Attorney Jennifer Shaw says the restaurant, Taqueria Garibaldi, was already facing several labor code violations. It's accused of using the fake priest to elicit complaints about management from workers. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A new call to act in light of new numbers on how well some kids are doing in school. The National Assessment of Educational Progress reports math and reading scores among 13-year-olds are way down, and that concerns Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
This is a crisis that America cannot ignore. The long-term educational crisis facing our students has by far outpaced the physical threat that COVID ever presented to them.
Another educational group says the academic recovery is nowhere near what it hoped to be seeing now about 3 years since the COVID lockdowns. As many school districts have been addressing what not to teach, kids in Oregon may soon have a new required course, financial literacy. A bill mandating a financial education course in order to graduate high school is heading to the governor's desk. The course would be paired with a companion semester of so-called life skills for high schoolers in Oregon. The Oakland Athletics are another step closer to becoming the Las Vegas Athletics. The team's officially begun the relocation application process with Major League Baseball. That will eventually lead to a vote by the 29 other owners. Last week, the state of Nevada approved contributing nearly $400 million towards a $1.5 billion stadium. The NBA draft is tonight. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to the San Antonio Spurs. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we believe in, and we do believe that it is possible, and this is why we need all hands on deck to make this happen. Forget about the party stuff. The partisan politics, we've had enough of that stuff. We've got to agree on those things that we can agree on and focus on that. That's why we always say we need to return to first principles. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Got a special guest on the air now with us, John Katsimatidis. Incredible story and background we're looking forward to. Very wealthy. I think, John, you're probably one of the few billionaires we've had on the air with us. And so thank you for setting some time aside so we can, you know, tell your incredible story. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. If we have a lot more inflation, you'll have a lot more billionaires.
Yeah, you think? Yes.
And if you have a lot more inflation, you might have a trillionaire one of these days.
Well, coming soon, possibly. But before then, is there a way we can get this country back on track, John?
I think you need some common sense in Washington. I am very, very much concerned at what's going on in Washington. Nobody really has the pulse of what's going on. And the other problem I have, it seems like Washington is for sale.
Yeah.
Foreign dollars influencing Washington, and nobody goes to jail.
Right.
I mean, if people do something that's against our country, if people do something that they take foreign money, even if it's through another subsidiary. You know what foreign countries do? They give money to one of their own citizens to give the money.
Yes.
So it doesn't show up as if the country has given the money, but the money is, Washington is for sale. And I am very, very much concerned that we are, you know, printing dollars. We have $31, $32 trillion worth of deficits debt. And you know what the additional problem is? The additional problem is that as long as people have faith in the White House, as long as people have faith in the United States, I think it doesn't matter if it's $40 trillion in debt. But now that the Saudi Arabians say, let's wait a minute. China says, is trying to induce everybody and say, let's check it out. Maybe we can have another currency. Because then if we have a legitimate currency, then maybe we can sell $10 trillion in debt. I mean, what we've accomplished, having $31, $32 trillion in debt, the U.S. dollar is the only currency people want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are capable of having that kind of debt. And we have to have confidence in the system. Did
right.
I take you off track?
No, not. Hey, not at all. You and I, at heart, are broadcasters. I've been a broadcaster all my life. You have your own talk radio show. In fact, you liked radio so much you went ahead and bought a station. So, I love your story. This is awesome. So no, this let it flow. I mean, these are, you know, you and I are both interested in the continuation of the great American idea. As an immigrant, you benefited greatly. Your family has benefited greatly from the opportunity that America put before you. And I don't think, John, from what I know about you, what I've read about you, that you want to deprive anybody else of that opportunity.
No, absolutely not. Look, I'm an immigrant, and I believe in immigration. Me and Bill Fugazi, Bill Fugazi was chairman of the Ellis Island Foundation. I was vice chairman of the Ellis Island Foundation. We believe in immigration, but we also believe in checks and balances. We want people that come to America that want to work hard. We want people that come to America that are going to love America. What I'm afraid of, what's going on in our borders right now, it's crazy. You know, there might be drug dealers, terrorists, prisoners from other countries.
The bottom line, though, John, is where's their loyalty? If they're coming through, which they are, I think without any kind of exception, these people have to come through the cartel gateway. That's the way it's set up. And so they are beholden to the cartels. If their loyalty is with the cartels, how can they profess any kind of loyalty, genuine loyalty, to the American, to the American dream and the citizens?
Well, that's what we worry about.
Yeah.
And that's what we care about. And that's why, you know, Bill Martinez, where's your family from originally?
Well, originally, my mother was from Mexico and my father from Spain. How's that?
Well, two great countries. I got a lot of good friends from Spain. Robbie Unanaway from Goya Foods is from Spain.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good guy. CEO of Goya Foods. Now, the thing we care about is all this fentanyl coming in from Mexico. The Chinese.
By way of China. Exactly.
By way of China. And the China is getting even with us for the opium wars. And I was with President Trump last night, and 107,000 Americans have died in the last 12 months from fentanyl. 107,000. Do you know the entire Vietnam War, the entire Korean War, the entire Afghanistan War? We didn't lose 107,000.
Right.
And in 1 year, because of what China and the Mexican gangs are doing, 12 months, 107,000 Americans have died.
Yeah, there's a lot involved there. You know, we've pointed out, John, that sadly we've become a consuming nation of drugs. So I mean, this is a problem on many levels. It starts in China, and supposedly Blinken was to address this, but he seemed to. I wasn't convinced that he did with this recent meeting with Chairman Xi in China. Were you?
No, I was disappointed, I know Blinken for a long time, and I worry about what's going on in Washington. Look, we're in June. We got, a little bit over a year, 14 months, 15 months, 16 months to the next presidential election. America has to decide and go in the right direction.
It demands leadership, John, as you know. As a CEO of a company, it starts at the top. There's got to be a visionary there that can cast the vision that will bring people together, right?
I agree with you 110%. You need good leadership. And and that's not all that common. You see what happens to some of these big companies that once you lose the CEO, conglomerates like...
Exactly. Well, John pardon me. Yeah, pardon me. We got to go to a quick break. You know how they work. We'll be right back right after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With you. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. John Katsimatidis is with us. He is an American billionaire, a businessman, radio talk show host. He owns WABC, owner, president, chairman, and CEO of grocery chains, on and on. An incredible success story, and one of many of immigration success stories that could only happen here in America, John. I hear your story, I hear others,
And, you know, even like Tim Scott right now, who's running for president, how does somebody go from cotton to Congress, but in the United States of America?
Education. He worked hard, kept his nose clean, and that's what gives kids the opportunity. I'm chairman of the Police Athletic League in New York, and we once had 40,000 kids from the inner city that we took care of. Because these kids, the only way they have a chance is by somebody worrying about them. Otherwise, you know what happens? The old expression is, your mother is working, your father is working, or you have a one-parent family, and after school, if there's no place to go, you go hang out at the candy store or the pizza store, and guess what? Those drug dealers in the big Cadillacs come and say, you could have a big Cadillac, too. You just do what I tell you.
Exactly.
And so can we save every kid in Harlem? Can we save every kid in the inner city? No. But we try to save as many kids as we can.
Well, and it's got to be especially tough in New York, John, as you know, with the defunding of police and what's happening. I know Mayor Eric Adams is trying to do something, but he just seems to be all over the board here. In terms of casting,
he is trying, but I'm going to tell you the war I'm going to wage with WABC. Mm-hmm. We have 51 seats out of 51 seats, city council seats, this November. So I told Mayor Adams, the city council people that want to defund the police, tell them we'll defund their precinct. Or their council district, and give the extra police to the people that don't want to defund the police. Okay? And we'll let all the people in their district know that she wants to defund the police. When you call 911, nobody's going to come.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So we have to declare our own war, just like the woke culture declared war on different American ways of life. I mean,
exactly.
Anheuser-Busch got punished. Their stock value is $27 billion less. Disney, you could buy it for half price from where it was 2 years ago, the stock price. Mm-hmm. Ford was going to defund AM radio. By taking AM radios out of the cars. Well, I said to the CEO, you want to get rid of AM radios? Maybe in my companies we have 1,000 cars. I will sign an executive order, never buy another Ford again.
Yes.
Well,
exactly.
They got scared, and Ford changed their mind. Now this morning, Bill Martinez. This morning, the federal government gave $9.2 billion to Ford as a gift to make more electric vehicles. I mean, give me a break. The CEO of Toyota was on last week, and he says, look, we don't want to be forced into electric vehicles because that's the biggest con game on the American people right now.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're going to make electric vehicles, we're going to make gas vehicles, we're going to make diesel vehicles. Let the customer decide what they want. And that's what I agree with. Let the consumer decide, not the White House decide that everybody has to have an electric vehicle. General Motors is still on that kick. General Motors went bankrupt once already. My opinion, they'll go bankrupt one more time if they try to do all electric vehicles.
Yeah. And let's not bail them out this time. Huh? The taxpayer doesn't need to bail
Absolutely.
Out this kind of idiocy.
About,
this is what we love about the free market. Go ahead.
How about this $9.2 billion this morning that they gave to Ford? What is that all about?
Well, you know, yeah, it's Joe trying to buy more votes. That's all. It's all with a Democratic Party. It's all quid pro quo. And the thing is, it's so disgusting. It'd be one thing if Joe Biden took some of that foreign money that he has been able to hold on to. If he opened up his checkbook and wrote checks out of that foreign money that he and his family have gotten and go ahead and take care of your pet projects. But no, they use the largesse of the American taxpayer to buy votes. This is what disgusts me, John, the way this country is being run right now.
Somebody, we The Department of Justice has to be the Department of Justice for all people.
Exactly. Yes.
Not for certain people.
Every government entity, all the alphabet soup of the government agencies need to be nonpartisan and work on behalf of the American people at large, instead of the particular interest groups and values that the Democratic Party has targeted.
I agree 100%. And what I've said on my radio show, I'm on every day between 5 and 6, what I said, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, I know he reports to the Department of Justice, but if he sees the political influence in the Department of Justice that is wrong for the American people, Christopher Wray, as FBI director, has the obligation to stand up and say, it's wrong. And if they want to fire him, let him fire him. But then he can go down like a man. Not
exactly.
Right.
Well, John, think about what the government does. The government withholds money to the states if the states do not do their bidding, right? This is the way the federal government works. Okay, well, we the people are supposed to be at top. Last time when I read the Constitution, we are the leaders of this country, we the people. Well, we need to do the same thing the government is doing to the states, saying, look, if you are going to violate the basic principles of our Constitution, we have every right to withhold money to the federal government, because the federal government doesn't create anything. We're the ones that create the money. They come in, they steal our taxes, they steal money from us, and they use it for their own personal interest, and they forget about serving the people. All it is for them, it's about self-survival and getting reelected. This is the problem with the system. But maybe we should learn from them and say, look, if you're going to withhold money from the states, we've got to find a way to withhold money from you.
Bill Martinez, you have common sense, and the Latino community, the Hispanic community, and I have so many friends, they were traditionally voting Democratic. I said it's okay to vote Democratic when the Democrats had common sense.
Yes.
But right now, the Democratic common sense people are scared of the socialists.
Yeah.
And when I say to my friends, stand up. Stand up against those socialists. We don't want to turn the United States into Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, but as you said, John, look at the justice system, where we are right now and how quick it's moved. I mean, yes, it's been a progressive movement over the years, but it just seems like, since COVID in the last 2.5 years... Yeah, we've gone nuts.
The last 10 years and the last 2.5 years or 3 years.
Exactly.
Sure. And by the way, my book, that's what we called about.
Yes. Yes.
You know who's buying my book?
Who's buying your book?
Grandfathers, grandmothers, and fathers giving it to their kids, hoping it'll make their kids even better. That's what it's all about. It's an immigrant story about only in America. You come in as an immigrant, you work hard, get a good education, and guess what? You can make $1 million or $1 billion. But whatever you do in life is you got to be the best at what you do at. And that's what I try to teach people.
Well, John Katsimatidis, your story is one that should have been heard at commencement universities all around the country, but because you're conservative, you're not on the invite list. So for grandparents, this is a great graduation gift for your graduating kids after all the money. How far do you want to go? Lessons from a common sense billionaire. John, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you. You can buy it on Amazon or you can buy it on Barnes & Noble.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News update. It may come down to willpower for the five men aboard that small sub missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. The Coast Guard estimates that as of a couple of hours ago, the oxygen aboard that sub ran out. At least four people are dead, at least nine hurt, after a tornado ripped through the tiny West Texas town of Matador last night. The twister, combined with big straight-line winds and softball-sized hail, damaged about a dozen buildings as well. New numbers from the Census Bureau show that since the start of COVID 3 years ago, the number of white people living in the USA would have actually decreased, except for immigration. Same story for Asians. Natural growth, births outnumbering deaths, is what accounts for increases in the populations of Hispanics, blacks, and Native Americans. The NBA draft happens tonight in Brooklyn. French star Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to the San Antonio Spurs. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. As you know, Mark was saying earlier, we have been very proactive in expanding the reach to get the information, conservative information out there. You know, we're finding out, in fact, there was a report this morning about, looking at these fact checkers, right, and what they're doing and who are these fact checkers. Well, these are fact checkers that are biased, and they expose that 99.5% of their donations. These are fact checkers who are supposed to be, you know, monitoring biasness, and they are donating almost 100% to the Democrats. So what do you think? I mean, you know, Joe Biden was squashed in terms of his ability to have a government, a misinformation czar. But, you know, they find other ways to do this. And we just have to keep our eyes wide open to understand, you know, because some of this stuff is so obvious, it just defies common sense, as Mark had said earlier. But, you know, I do want to mention, again, our gratitude for you, you know, our listeners, who have supported the campaign, this campaign for truth and liberty. And it continues as we continue to grow and go into our next step of, you know, doing a daily TV show, an hour every day that airs live at 1 o'clock and available, you know, shortly thereafter on anywhere you watch your podcasts and tune in. So whether it's Roku or YouTube TV and that, and this gives us another, you know, form to be able to interview and get into these topics deeper. I mean, it's not about 8-second sound bites. I mean, we are hopefully, I mean, our gift to you and to all of us here is that we elicit, as my old mentor would say, a positive emotional response, that you are more intelligent, that you find out more about it, or that you're motivated to find out more about whatever topic it is, whether it's Convention of the States that we're talking about, anything that has to do with the Constitution, that you're able to look into this. Because as I say time and again, don't just take our word for it. Yes, I mean, we're very privileged to have top-notch guests, people who have been around for 30-plus years, invested in their careers and backgrounds, I mean, PhDs. I mean, you hear and you listen to the type of guests that we get here. We're very blessed to have the quality of these type of guests on, you know, on the show. And it's because of you and how you supported us to get us through and over the hump, you know, previously. And so this campaign continues. It's an association in partnership with Hill of Hope. They're a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. So when you click on the donate button, you're going to see Hill of Hope. But we're partnering with them. And the reason we do that is so that your donation will be tax deductible. Is that cool? Okay. So thanks again. So whatever it is, whatever God placed on here, $5, we're all in. If we're going to get this country back on track, which, 65% roughly, más o menos, of the country agrees that we're on the wrong track, well then, look, it's going to be up to you and me. It's you know, we all need to do our part. It is, as the Constitution says, those three most important words that absolutely, you know, freaks out the liberals, because they have no idea. I mean, they really don't. They may say we the people, but they don't understand the gravitas. They don't understand the foundation and the meaning of we the people and what it represents. You know, we got 340 million people here. The cumulative intelligence of 340 million people. I mean, wow. I mean, it's mind blowing. But yet the government, okay, those powers to be that basically have turned the org chart upside down. Our founding fathers realized there's no way you can manage, you know, behavior, you know, but if you allow people to be self-responsible and independent and self-rule, works a lot better. You know, you don't need that many police. You don't need to be constantly vigilant, because there's self-vigilance. There's self-responsibility. Our kids are raised in that manner as well. Sadly, we've fallen short, particularly in this last generation, admittedly. But it's never too late. It's never too late. Because at the core of all this, as we were suggesting in our conversation with Mark Meckler, it has to do with our relationship with God. The country is where it's at because of its relationship with God. Okay, this has been a deliberate and purposeful march by progressives for over 100 years to take God out of the picture. And we allowed them to, first of all, take over the educational system. And so the slow walk has continued. And look at what they've done. And finally, by the grace of God, you might say God blessed us with COVID. Because look what happened. Look what we found out. Okay? And I don't say that in light, you know, without thinking about the people that died as a result of COVID. But our eyes were opened up. And we're lucky, really, when you think about it, how fortunate we were that more people did not die. But, okay, now that our eyes have been opened up and we realized what our country was doing to us, and I say our country, I'm talking about elected officials who don't care about you. What they care about is power and control. That's all they want. Power, control, let me get reelected, let me continue on with my side hustle so I can continue to make, you know, millions of dollars. Meanwhile, well, the people that I'm supposedly supposed to serve are getting bupkis. And one of the big things, in fact, I was sharing with a group yesterday, some good friends yesterday, that and people are starting to realize this, is that think about the number one thing that Joe Biden did that hurt us so severely, that opened the door to, you know, to inflation and all this pain that we've been enduring. When he killed oil, cut the, you know, Keystone XL pipeline, made announcement that we're all going green, you know, on a dime, we're going to stop on a dime and we're all going to go green. Okay. This is the worst leadership, the manifestation of leader. I mean, this is how you kill a country. This is not how you build a country, certainly not unified. He killed all kinds of jobs. And it's laughable to me when he comes and says, oh, I'm the job creator in chief. No, you're not. You didn't create job one, Bubba. You know, what you did is what we're doing right now is just based on the will of the American people and self-innovation. These jobs are coming back. Some you absolutely murdered. They'll never come back. Businesses will never come back because of COVID. And we're finding out, of course, now we're seeing all these emails. Thank you very much, Dr. Fauci, which we knew and reported on. We knew it was diabolical. And there's more to the story. but you know, we're at that, you know, few good men, you can't handle the truth kind of thing. But America, you got to handle the truth if we're going to get this country back on track and reclaim it. But we need to have voices out there. We need to have platforms like this platform that, you know, GCN, our primary network here in the morning, provides us. And in the afternoon with the TV show that provides us so that we can interview these guests to make sure that you're getting information, because we realize that, look at, you know, even with Fox, I mean, I'm sad to hear it. It grieves me to think, because there's good people there, people of faith. And, you know, for them to be forced into this situation, but we saw this coming, right? When you've got, you know, John Fleetwood from American Faith's been reporting, you know, for years, when you've got, you know, these three major companies that are controlling corporate America, okay, these investment firms, you know, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, look at their commercials now. They try to seem like they're all, you know, they're today's America and they're all for us and that. That's a narrative. That's something they want you to believe. But you got to look at the true fruit of what they're doing. And what they want to do is obliterate. They're sending a wrecking ball through everything that is American. That's why Donald Trump just drives them nuts. Because Donald Trump reminds people he's got such a major, you know, a major platform and voice in this marketplace, speaking common sense to people. And the thing is that, look at, even now what he's talking about, it's not like he's talking about, well, maybe I might be able to make this happen. You know, I might be able to do such and such. For 4 years, he was hamstrung and impeded at every turn, and look what he did for this country. I mean, if you think not, check out DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy Murdoch has a brilliant piece, and it compares two things. It compares, you know, the administration of one Donald Trump, 4 years, and all the good things he did from A to Z, and also it compares, you know, what Joe Biden has done from A to Z. There is a clear differential. Your eyes are not lying to you. Your pocketbooks are not lying to you. Our commitment to you is that we will pursue the truth from a biblical worldview no matter where it leads. That is our commitment, and we will continue to do so. And I thank you for supporting the cause. Go to BillMartinezShow.com. Click on the donate button. Whatever you can do.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. I know our program called for Matt Brainerd, and evidently there must be a problem with him connecting with us, but we will definitely have him. Of course, Matt worked in the Trump campaign. He has done a lot, in terms of keeping the awareness of January 6th front and center, and I appreciate his passion. And by the way, as a program note, we're going to be talking live, from prison with Jake Lang. He's going to be on again, and, a great story. He's going to be featured on our TV show. I think it's Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern, and if you miss it there, you can, again, go to YouTube TV, other sources, go to our website and click on it, and you'll be able to watch the interview. I mean, I'm excited. It just blew me away that we're able to have a one-on-one with him, on this TV show with Jake Lang, who's a J6 prisoner. He's been in prison, for over 2 years. And I think he told us the last time that by the time he gets to court, which will be later on this year, would have been in prison for over 30 months. And the difficult thing is what they do with them is they move them around. I mean, it's kind of weird the way he hasn't just been in the D.C. gulag, I guess, on one hand, thank God. But I think he's had like 10 or 11 different prisons that he's been transferred to. And you really don't think about, what that involves. But all of a sudden, he's got to reestablish his infrastructure, how to work with a commissary, how to, clothing, all this stuff that is crazy. But, you think, well, he's in prison, so he's got plenty of time. Well, but still, your world is upended. I mean, and this is a minor deal, not to mention the fact that it's his freedom that has been taken away from him, for what? And when others, this is this two-justice system that's been brought to you, by the Biden administration and the weaponized Justice Department, what they have done to the American people, what they've done to us. And we cannot forget those hundreds of political prisoners and how they've been treated. And of course, then we see what's happening with the former president. I get it. I mean, the people I speak with, they're spitting nickels over this whole deal. And at the same time, they're being careful because, if you look at the polling, as many people who believe that Donald Trump is being mistreated, you've got that again. American citizens that think, yeah, put him in jail. They buy into the doctrine of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the rest of these that have done everything to claim that Donald Trump, somehow is an awful person. When, I said this the other day, I said, he's an everyday citizen. Oh, he's not an everyday citizen. Well, he's a very wealthy everyday. I get it. But I mean, in a sense, he didn't come out when I made that statement. It wasn't he came out of the beltway. He didn't come out of the garment and the paradigm of this bureaucracy.
He was from the outside. And again, for many of us, for years, we thought, gosh, you know, if we could have a true chief executive officer in our government, it would go a long way in, you know, controlling it and controlling it in a way by getting it back on track and maybe hope upon hope having some level of efficiency. But, you know, it's like designed inefficiency because it's not about being efficient. It's about jobs for union workers. Okay? It's about getting reelected. It is the doctrine of the Beltway that is antithetical to the free market system and everything else. I mean, you know, we talk about a two-justice system. I mean, we've got a two-market system, one that operates for its own self-interest, and the other, which is out there, you know, innovating, paying taxes, and feeding this blob out in Washington, D.C. And what do we have that we can say at the end of the day, even if the State of the Union, maybe the people need to have a State of the Union and say, hey, this is no bueno, what you guys do. You know, there isn't much that we can shout from the rooftops, man, this is so great, you guys are doing such an awesome job, you know, let's give you a bonus or whatever. No. Yeah, I mean, help me out here. Maybe I'm sounding too cynical. But look, we've got a great country. You know, as Mark Meckler said, I believe in we the people. I believe in the 330 million, even those that are maybe bamboozled and closed-minded. And I hope to God I'm not closed-minded on this situation. You know, because I do buy into what Jordan Peterson said. And that as you become so ideologically fixed, you render yourself stupid. What a waste of time. What a waste of humanity. And that's what I think about. I think about here, those of us who are living in this time, you need to have the best opportunity. This is why you're blessed to be, you know, if you were born into America, you were blessed for this opportunity, for the most part. Right now, the government is throttling it back and depriving people of their freedoms, which just upsets me beyond expression, let me say to you. Because I think of the human potential that is being wasted. You know, this war on poverty that's been going on since the mid-60s, near $30 trillion that Bob Woodson and I talked about last year. And what has it done? Are people all the better for it? You know, no. What it did, it kept them on the plantation. Sam Sorbo reminded us, he said last week, just keeps them on the plantation. Is that disgusting? But it's also soft, okay? It's also soft, and you get people who are focused on survival, and they're focusing on relying on the government for their government cheese and their monthly paycheck. The government has become their daddy, because that's what President Johnson wanted to be. It's what the Democrats wanted blacks, and now blacks are looking at the minorities, looking, going, wait a minute, what have you done for us? Like, we even had a black president. It didn't get much better. In fact, anything, it got worse. But here it is. We still have the structure. We have the infrastructure of a great country where the Tim Scotts of the world and, you know, and Dr. Carson and so many others, you know, can come across. Montanez, you know, Richard Montanez, great story. Flaming Hot, by the way. You got to watch this. Hispanic. Oh, my gosh. Saved Frito-Lay. All kinds of stories that are available that potentially can still be written because of this great country in which we live in. But we got to get all this self-interest that countermands that, that gets in the way. All this stuff right now, this cultural stuff. How? I mean, are we all the better? I mean, we're going to transition our kids and change their sex. And, you know, just like kind of like what we went through COVID, a lot of theory out there. And how much damage was done? You know, they don't want to report on it. They don't want to talk about it because they've determined that Dr. Fauci and everything that Dr. Fauci touched was, you know, near sovereign and godlike when they created more problems. You know, and here it is, even a governor of a state who was responsible for killing thousands of seniors. They don't get rid of him for killing thousands. They get him on some sort of, you know, some sexual harassment deal. And they force him out of office. Go, wait a minute. Really? I mean, the guy kills thousands of people. Defenseless people. See, but this is what an oppressive government, a totalitarian government that our government is becoming. But again, I remind you, we have the infrastructure to take the country back. Whether, as Mark said, whether it has to do with the convention of the states, local elections, taking over your local governments, your boards, your school boards, all this, because you know as well as I do, common sense says you can't go around and have, you know, this disgusting sexual material, you know, thrown at kids that are ill prepared for it. And they do this in such a way that then what do the parents do? You know, are the parents talking with the kids about it to even, you know, reconcile what has been dumped into their consciousness at a time when perhaps it's too young? But no, the educational system is determined it's okay. But I go back, there's in the Book of Solomon, the recurring theme, do not wake up love before it's time. Think about that. And it has to do, in part, not only about, you know, the general sense of love, but the whole sexual aspect. You know, the sexual expression. We have this counterfeit that has been going on. You hear me often use this, is that we have to focus on the legitimate. You know, in much the same way that bank tellers do. You know, they don't study counterfeit bills. They study the legitimate. So that when counterfeit bills come across, you know, their desk or, you know, what they're doing, they, boom, man, they know it because they've studied the legitimate. And this is what we need to do. You know, we need to come together and, again, focus on the legitimate, on every aspect of our lives. Recommit ourselves to that which is genuine and ignore the noise. I mean, you're right. Your eyes aren't lying to you. You know this stuff is disgusting. You know it's not of any benefit that is going to make the lives of your children and your grandchildren better. You know that instinctively. But you got to take a stand. You cannot just fold your tent on this. You know, there's that poem, Don't Quit, and there's a paragraph in it that's very appropriate and powerful. Is that the battle rages and we cannot give up. Because as this, in this poem, Don't Quit, it says, often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. It was said by Winston Churchill, never, 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 never give up. We've got a great country here. We've got great people in this country of ours. And we need to ensure and preserve their capacity and their ability to realize their God-given talent and giftings. And whoa, what a blessing that will be. You know, not only for them, but for the rest of us benefiting from their talents and gifts and what they're dying to express. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter?